Hello, it's Mac. It's McCogan here in Audio Boo. I've recently done some audios on cars, various happenings with cars. So let me tell you about another one. And this one happened about 2 weeks ago. In fact, maybe 2 weeks to the day, if I remember correctly. It would be at least this particular day, a Thursday. On a Thursday morning, I drive Mary along to two or three of the shop stores in the town. She picks up some messages for her brother and her sister who stay in her hometown of Art Hill. And it's usually bulky stuff, you know, tatties and fruit, veg, and various other things. That it's expensive to buy where they stay. It's just a small mining village, mining town. So down here in the metropolis of Bathgate, Mary can buy those things for much, much cheaper sum. So I do that on a Thursday. Bring her back, we have tea, and then she takes a car and drives up to her hometown to visit her sister and hand over the goodies. The thing is that with our drive, it's a wee bit difficult to explain, but let's just say that it's easy for me to drive all the way into the garage and then reverse out in a kind of snaking pattern all the way back out onto the main road. But for Mary, it's a wee bit difficult. It's a big car estate. She's no problem driving it. She's been driving it for years, or driving big estates for years. But reversing out the drive is tricky for most people, to be honest. So I reverse the car in, leaving it about 5 or 6 foot from the garage door. And as she leaves on a Thursday, I go out and bid her farewell. You know, the usual. Love you, missing you already. Can't wait till you come home. Yes, get the record player on and get the coffee on and put my feet up in the chairs. Anyway, so, and Mary's never had an accident in her life, never had a bump or scratch or nothing, car wise I mean. So on that particular morning, I broke the trend or the sequence of her getting into the car, putting the seat into her position and driving off, because I said, hold on, I'm going to take the toolboxes out the back of the car, and I put them in the garage, but the garage door was closed. So, and it had been raining that morning, so I went back round to say, tidy bye, see you later, dear heart. And I completely threw her off. So not only was she not in drive, she was in reverse, but her foot was wet, or her shoe was wet. And as she went to head off, her foot slipped off the brake onto the accelerator. Automatic, by the way, I have to point this out. So you always put your foot in the foot brake before you manoeuvre any of the gears. And it slipped onto the accelerator. And as I stood there waiting for her to coast away smoothly, she shot back at the warp drive right into the toolboxes and through the garage door. Not the car, but the toolboxes. Buckled the garage door, knocked it off its runners completely. And she got out of the car absolutely trembling with fright. She got a real big scare. And she says, what have I done? What have I done? And I hope you'll pardon my French. And I don't swear in normal life, but I couldn't think of anything else to say, but you've fucked the door. So anyway, she says, I can't drive. So I talked her back in. As I say, get back onto the horse right away. So I talked her back in and she said, take your time, go forward. So she did that. And then I calmed her down, had a wee blether. And I said, it's not as bad as it could have been. It actually was, but I was trying to make light of the situation. And there wasn't a mark on the car. Typical Volvos, you know, you can knock a brick wall down with them and never notice. But anyway, I got her back into the car after about 5 or 10 minutes and she headed off very cautiously, I must admit, off and up to her sister's. There's complications in this story simply because that particular day or that particular morning, we had furniture inside the garage that people had donated for her charity. And we had arranged for a charity organisation to come and take them away because we can't handle furniture. And they were coming down with their big van and taking the furniture away. And I thought, if I can't open his door, these guys are going to turn up and I won't be able to open the door to give them the stuff out. As transpired, I could actually get the door open and get the stuff out when the guys did come, although very tentatively, with this door swaying about at the head height. The other complication was that the door mechanism, the tensioner that lifts the door open, has been broken for about a year, 18 months, and that particular week, or the beginning of the week, I'd phoned a garage company and finally bit the bullet and said, look, can you come out and fix it? The guy gave us a price. It's going to work out about £100, including VAT, to fix the door. And he was coming that afternoon. So basically, I had to phone the guy and say, look, this is what's happened. I don't know if you still want to come out. He says, I'll come out and have a look at it. So he did come out. Very nice guy, in fact. I'll give him a wee bell here. Big Fish Garage Doors, Martin. Very nice guy. And he says, yeah, that door has gone completely. There's no point doing anything with it. He says, it's never straightened that out. So I thought, okay. So he gave me a quote for a replacement door, a better quality door, a better mechanism. And it worked out about £654 plus the VAT. And I thought, my God, when Mary comes back down, she's just going to go mental when I tell her this. But the guy said, why don't you look at your home insurance? That should cover it. So I did, and it did. They agreed. Emailed them a copy of his quote, all the details on it, his VAT reg number. And they were very good, I have to say. Saga Home Insurance. Very nice, very easy to deal with. And they sent a cheque, less the excess. The excess was £100. So, 2 days ago, Martin turned up with the brand new shiny door. Well, it was white, actually. And him and his assistant had the door fitted in 2 hours. Brilliant. So now we have a brand new door on the garage. So what was at the time looking to be a complete and utter disaster and an expensive repair bill has turned into paying £100, which we would have paid Martin for the repairs to the old door, and we've got a completely new and better style, better quality mechanism door, and he even fitted the deluxe version of it for us. Hello, wee Paul. I've got a wee white puppy. Aren't you gorgeous? Just want to play, eh? Yeah, a wee puppy boxer. Pure white. Pure white. What a lovely wee thing. There you go. Just shows you. Doing it live, as they say. Don't work with animals or children. Well, actually, that was really nice. Just came up and wanted to play. So, what was apparently going to be a disaster turned into a winning formula, if you like. And Mary had the cheek to say to me, see, and you thought that I had made a complete and utter mess of things with that reverse. And here it turned out that I was getting a brand new garage door. Not her, me. Yeah, it's my garage. Yeah. Anyway, so that was excellent, you know, and it's all done. So, to finish the story off, it's Thursday morning, or it was Thursday morning this morning, and we did the usual, and I reversed the car all the way back to a few feet off the new garage door, and Mary took the shopping in, and I opened the garage door. Yes. So, when she came out to drive the car away, she said, why did you open that garage door? Are you really frightened that I'm going to reverse into that one as well? And I said, no. I opened the garage door, if you'll notice, because I'd taken my toolbox out again and put it in the garage. That's why the garage door's open. And I got one of those looks as if to say, I don't believe a word that's coming out your mouth. And you know, she's absolutely correct. But it was just sheer You know when you get a Victor Meldrew moment and you get, I don't believe it. Well, I didn't want another one of those this morning. Just in case. Yes, I didn't trust her. That was wrong, wasn't it, really? But can you imagine how she'd have felt if she had shot back into reverse this morning again? I don't think the insurance would have paid out twice on the same door. So anyway, all I've got to do now is paint it to match the other garage door. It's a double garage. And the other door's red to match the house. Well, kind of match the house in the monoblocks. It's hard. Don't ask. It's complicated. But anyway, so now I have a red door and a white door. So I need to paint the white door red. But I'm not painting it just now. It's far too cold. It won't take properly. I'll wait to a warm spring day, which I may have to wait a wee while. But I'll live with it. I'll live with it. But anyway, so that's a wee story. Another motoring. I should actually create a new board on Audioboo for motoring incidents and tales. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.